It's Jen with Peanut again. I'm thinking that this is becoming more of a regular thing than an accident.
Yeah. We're like intentionally linking up to share our thoughts on a specific subject.
Let's start with the subject of 311. New album now has a name. Last time I talked to you, it didn't have a name. So we've made progress. So Voyager is the name of the record. June 28th is the date.
It is not. It's got pushed back. It's a couple of weeks past that. I think it's like the 8th or the 12th, whatever is the Friday in July.
All right. We'll take it. But you did release three songs so far. Crossfire, Good Feeling, Don't You Worry. What's your favorite out of those three?
You know, I'm kind of a Don't You Worry guy. It's got the, you know, we're not going to really repeat anything one time. It's pretty fun.
I love that guitar solo. Super cool.
Oh yeah, it's money. It's kind of like if you like that, then you'll probably like all of our songs. You know, kind of like if we can walk you through that kind of that maze, then you'll get a lot of what we are in that song. Good Feeling is Nick singing to his kids in the back seat while they're driving down PCH, and it took me a little while to love that song, but now that we've really like rehearsed it a bunch and got it ready for this show that's coming up this weekend here in Los Angeles. It's going to be great. It's going to be a super cool live song, and Crossfire is a burner that I can't wait to play live as well, but not going to be this week.
Oh,
there'll be tears. There'll be teenage tears. That's what we're going for.
The women will weep for you.
Weep your eyes out, Tina, and the boys too, the misunderstood boys.
That's true.
We resemble that remark.
I can't believe this is your 13th album. That's so crazy to me.
That's hard to believe.
You narrowed all the songs down. I barely remember our last conversation, but I think that we talked about that you had a ton of songs and you narrowed it down to 13, it looks like, right?
Yeah, we didn't get, you know, a ton of songs is probably 15 or 17.
I think that's a lot.
Yeah, there were a couple of like false starts and then a couple of what are we doing?
Mm-hmm. Who narrows those down? Do you do it as a group? Like, does Feldman come in and go, here's my idea? Like, does he matter in that situation? What happens?
I think he trusts us as far as like crafting an album. I don't think he questions our expertise in that fashion. If he had something really strong to say, I'm sure he would mention it. But he knows, you know, ultimately it's our album, no matter, you know, how many people work on it. It's 311's the name on it. You know, our group of collaborators has increased in the last few years, and I think it's definitely added to the quality of the music in one way or in another. And also, you know, it'll be fun to, you know, be like, you know what, we don't need that. Let's just do this ourselves. And I think we'll probably do that next time, like have as few collaborators as possible. I can just kind of see that going just because, I don't know, it's a lot of cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Even if it turns out good, like not everybody's happy. Not in the same way that if it was just us working on it and it even wasn't as good of an album, if there was more contribution from the core members of the band, it would probably like, I don't know, it'd just be a better recipe for us in the long term. But what's great is we've had a long enough of career to experiment with whatever we want, and we've got the audience that supports us in, you know, in doing covers and doing instrumentals, you know, both of which we don't do that often, but I know people are dying for it. Maybe I'll give you a little news. We had a meeting on Monday, and I was like, you know what I've heard from my internet buddies, my Twitter friends, is that be an instrumental version of the album, so look out for that. That is a high probability of happening. It got a general okay from the band, so we'll see if it makes it to the final stages. But I think that would be really cool because vocals just crush instrument sounds, and if you can hear the songs without the vocals, you're gonna hear me, Chad, and Tim, and even SA on the wheels there of steel. So much better, you know, and even the samples, you know, all the stuff that we dig to make it unique and futuristic and modern and weird, and, you know, all the production tricks, those are also like something that is going to stand out more if you get rid of that just huge frequency crush of vocals. So I think that'll be fun for the 311 geeks out there and the people that support us because they love, you know, the way we play our instruments.
That is so rad. What a cool idea. And I love that you, I mean, I feel like 311 is a fan-based, you know, experience as it is, but I love that you listen, you know, and you pay attention to what your fans want and what they need, and you pay attention and you give it to them. You know, not only do you listen, but then you execute. That's really rad.
Well, then that makes me feel really bad about the people like in Australia that I've been hearing from for 20 years now. Like, hey, when are you going to come back to Melbourne? Like, we love you guys. And I'm like, oh, I'm trying. And it just doesn't happen. So there's some things that we hear that, I don't know, just can't make fruit on that tree just yet. But we're not giving up yet. We haven't thrown in the towel. We like our towel. We keep our towel clean. Life is good. Life is really good. It's fun being in this band. It can be frustrating. We have ups and downs. Every once in a while, you have to put a band member through the kicking machine. And we come out stronger as a unit.
You're doing Warped Tour, 25th anniversary, but you're doing the weekend in Atlantic City. Is there anybody, have you looked at who you're playing with?
Yes, a crazy lineup. I love that numbers are back on the top of the bill again, like numbers should be.
I love the alphabetics. I was like, oh my God, there they are. Oh, they have numbers. Okay. No, yep. I love that. But I think it's really cool that it's not only people that we like grew up with and like we learned to love through Warped Tour, but it's also those newer bands and stuff like that. So it's a really cool mixture. Warped Tour did it right.
Yeah, I agree. It'll be really fun. I mean, I can't see the behemoth lineup in front of my face as I'm driving in Pasadena, but I remember being overwhelmed. I mean, Fever 333's on it, right?
Nope.
Damn, they're everywhere and they're not there.
Nope.
I know their managers. I'm gonna call them up and tell them they did wrong. I see a lot of bad brains in those guys, and I see a lot of brand new, I don't know what they're doing, like crazy alchemy in the form of power chords, and it's amazing. I love that youth. I love that youthful energy. It is real. You know, the fact that we recorded some of our, you know, everyone's favorite songs when we were in our early 20s has a lot to do with how we did it and why we did it and kind of knowing the rules but breaking them. It's just something awesome about getting instruments in kids' hands and making sure they're ready to perform at that kind of magic age when they find freedom for the first time, and you know, I don't know, they're brave enough to get out of the basement and start sweating in front of an audience. I was at a school function last weekend, and I swear I saw a young Kurt Cobain, 14-year-old kid, just bleeding his heart out. He's like, "The buildings of the city are my hate, are my dread," and I'm like, "I guess it."
What I'm scared of is because my son's 11 and I see that kids don't like to, well, especially where we are, at least they don't write. Like I see the playing and I see the emotion coming out in the guitars and the drums and the bass and things like that. But I never see kids write anymore.
Yeah, that's not good. It's not that it's a lost art, but it's certainly underappreciated.
Yeah,
and it's
for
not
sure.
Focused on. It's kind of like the basketball thing where you'll see people just shooting shots. And you're like, well, that's nice. You know, you can make that shot, but how good is your dribble? You know, where are you gonna take that shot from? You know, you can't just be faking it. You've got to come up with your own content. And I think that is kind of an apt metaphor for like footwork. You know, your writing is your footwork. Your writing can get you anywhere. Mm-hmm. And then of course you've got to execute from said writing. But you know, you've got to get yourself there. You got to get yourself in the room. And then you've also got to pick yourself up when someone tells you that your stuff's no good,
and
that,
exactly.
You know, that it doesn't work for their, you know, radio station or their whatever. So, yeah, you gotta be resilient. You gotta stick to your own. And yeah, I'm gonna teach my kids to do that. In fact, my 8-year-old son read me a little short story that he wrote yesterday. He wrote like a, swear to God, like a Coheed and Cambria, like Armory Wars, like, you know, this planet is in trouble, so they had to escape. And like, this is great. It's not totally original, but man, this is awesome. This is fantastic. Like, I want to see this movie. Put Jeff Bridges in it. I'm totally in.
Go get that 14-year-old kid, pluck him out of school, and then take your son, put them together in a room. Let's see what they come up with.
Yeah, soundtrack in a movie would be so great.
I love it.
The future is definitely the kids, and it's because of that spirit, that kind of middle finger to society.
Mm-hmm.
Like you guys had your opportunity and you messed it up. Here's our turn. I love that.
Right.
We need a young Ramones.
Oh my God. Yes, for as many years as we have left on this planet, we do need a young Ramones.
Yeah, 2-minute songs and we don't care if there's an audience or not.
Yeah.
We're still going to play.
I love it. All right, so you're here August 8th with Dirty Heads, Dreamers, Toyota Music Factory. I can't wait to see you. It's going to be a great show. I can't thank you enough for taking time yet again to come hang out.
I love the name of your gig, your local gig. I mean, it's not trees or anything, but Music Factory has a super nice ring to it.
Yeah, I like that too. It's cool.
We should party at Trees afterwards. I'll bring my bass.
I'll bring my personality. Happy belated birthday. We love you very much, and I will talk to you and see you soon.
Right on. Great talking with you.
You too. Bye.